I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Flooding in Bolivia has opened doors for evangelism. Grace Ministries International has shifted its school ministry to help those who've been displaced. GMI's Sam Vinton says,
"We may be looking for our own church people, but you don't stop there. This gives us the opportunity then to be able to minister spiritually to those who are hurting. So I think that this could very much enhance even our evangelistic outreach in that area."
Church leaders are meeting soon to determine what the needs of their communities are. Go to our website if you can help. Next, Open Doors Multipurpose Evangelism Training Center in southern Sudan experienced a devastating fire 2 weeks ago. Most of the dormitories were lost, as well as the kitchen and washing facilities. The classrooms at the Emmanuel Christian Training Center were spared, though, and now house an estimated 160 students. While classes were disrupted, they resumed again February 26th. Open Doors is still assessing the damage from the fire. Pray for the teachers and the staff as they recover from this disaster. And finally, there are more than 41 million Hispanics living in the United States today. However, what's being done to reach them with the gospel? The Bible League's concerned. That's why they held their first church planter training program. Rosilio Roman is the Bible League's director of the U.S. Hispanic Ministry. He says evangelical churches are needed.
The demographics will let you know that not even all the churches that are in existence today could hold all of the other Hispanics around that community. There are just not enough churches yet. So we need to plant more churches to receive and reap the harvest that the Lord has already set in front of us.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.